Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
My buddy that I played pickleball with this morning, he drops his wife off at the airport. He's got the fob, but the fob is in his wife's purse.
Innovative.
He went all the way to our pickleball spot, and then when he got there, the car basically told him, you can't drive anymore.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
I was just amazed that the car let you go. I can understand he was probably jamming to Led Zeppelin or something, but
it's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Got to get the lead out. Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services.
Hey, Tausch, I only know of one person who could possibly hate pandas.
Hang on.
You want to guess who hates pandas?
Vinny.
Yes.
I don't hate pandas. I just was saying we burned a half day in Washington, D.C. going to the National Zoo when we have a great zoo right here exclusively so we could see the pandas, and I was unimpressed, Tausch. That's all.
Was that kind of like the Ron Burgundy? Was that a panda that they did the whole deal at the end and tried to an Anchorman? Pandas are cute. But
yes.
I would rather go see like a koala. I mean, if I'm ranking bears,
interesting.
Chicago's last. But then I don't want to see a grizzly. But koalas are cute little bears. And then the polar bear, I think, is the one that you really want to see. If you're looking, I could see if you're in D.C. and you're going to see the Holocaust Museum, the Smithsonian, and all the monuments. I'm not interested in going to a zoo either. So I'm kind of with Vinny on this.
Wow. That's okay. The thing. It wasn't the pandas in and of themselves. It was I could be, you know, at the Air and Space Museum or visiting the archives or whatever, seeing the founding documents of our land. But I had to go all the way out there to see the pandas.
If you're in Milwaukee and there's not a Brewers or any of the stuff that you really like doing and you want to go to the zoo, go check out a panda bear or a different bear. But when you're in the district and you have all this other cherry blossoms and all the other stuff to do in D.C., I don't think you should hate pandas. I don't think that's how you should frame it.
I don't hate pandas.
Well, I'm just telling you how it came off. I think you could say, I think there's a better use of my time in the District of Columbia than to go see a panda. That's all I would say.
Anyway, need to play this for you. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, over the weekend while he was in London, because they have these games in London now here in the middle of the season, said this about a possible Super Bowl overseas.
We've always traditionally tried to play the Super Bowl in an NFL city. That was always a sort of a reward for the cities that have NFL franchises. But things change. It wouldn't surprise me at all if that happens one day.
I'm open to it, Tausch.
Yeah, I thought for sure he was going to say he hated pandas. That would be great.
That was his second question.
A growing community.
So I am not open to it, not yet. I think to say never, I agree with Goodell. I would say at this point you have a lot of spots. This is an American game, and the fact that you're trying to grow the game, I didn't have a problem at all with sending the Green Bay Packers to play Philadelphia and Brazil. You're trying to grow it. I don't have a problem going over to London and Germany, and it looks like they're going to do Ireland. But you have to always remember where your bread is buttered. This is an American game, and to put it over in London to kind of acquiesce and think that you're going to end up keep working, keep putting regular season games over there, sprinkle some in Germany. I'm all for that. But to think that we're even within a decade of thinking about having a Super Bowl outside of the United States, I think is crazy talk. We're not there. But I have no problem with him saying, you know what, in 25 years, if we have a division that's over in Europe, okay, then I can get on board. But if you don't have a actual franchise or multiple franchises overseas, I'm not interested, because you can go chase a couple extra bucks to play a game in Tottenham Hotspur, a Super Bowl, when you could have it in Las Vegas or in LA or in somewhere here.
So I'll push back in this regard. And I don't even disagree with everything you said there, Tausch, but I'm open to it because, A, how many fans actually go to the Super Bowl? And I, without regard for the Packers fans who I've covered two of them, two of the three, you know, fans drive without even tickets, you know, go down to a New Orleans, go to Dallas. Even some folks flew out to, where was it? San Diego. For Super Bowl 32, yep. You know, like, so yep. I get that, but most fans just watch on TV. And Eric made the point, like, how about a 2:30 kick for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, they'd have to move it up, right? You're not kicking off at 11:30 local time overseas.
That's another thing, because I would guess Super Bowl's appointment television, which is not, I would argue, I'd push back on your pushback and say, well, it's more likely for people to, for just regular folks to get to a game when they don't have to fly overseas to go to it and then add all that other stuff. It is super expensive to go to a Super Bowl. It's gotten super corporate, so your point's valid, but I'm saying if the Packers make it, Packer fans are going to be much more likely to be able to go to New Orleans.
Agreed.
Or to Indianapolis or to New York than they would be to take a transatlantic flight and go over there and have to do that. So I'll push back on your pushback.
All right, let's push it back on the pushback. That's what we're here for. Yeah. Thanks, Dosh.
Double pushbacks.
How about those pandas, though? 7:59 on Wisconsin's Morning News.